Welcome to Out Now Podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently.
We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time.
Out Now Podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics.
Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue.
We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now.
The Crown Act was created in 2019 by Dove and the Crown Coalition in partnership with the then Senator Holly J. Mitchell of California to ensure protections against discrimination based on race-based hairstyles by extending statutory protection to hair texture and protective styles such as braids, locks, twists, and knots in the workplace and in public schools.
Hey, Ousters.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, we appreciate you as always. And I think by that little intro, you might get a sense of what we're going to talk about today. I don't know. Yes. I hope so.
I would hope so.
Or maybe, because, you know, sometimes I don't watch the news for a reason, because the news is all doom and gloom. But I think if you are on social media, even if you're not watching the news, you might have gotten wind this story out of Texas, where a young man was suspended because of his locks and the length of his locks. And they're basically in federal court. They just set a trial date. And we're going to talk about it. Yeah. But we thought it was going to be important to give you some information on the Crown Act, because not everyone knows what it is. We know what it is, but not everyone does. And what is it supposed to afford us as being of the Black community when it seems like people like this or the superintendent of the school district will use like loopholes in this act to, I don't know, send a message? I don't know. Like, it's hard for me to kind of figure out what his purpose is. Like, are you trying to send a message? Are you trying to make a name for yourself? Like, why are you feeling like you need to stand on this point over the length of someone's hair, of their dreadlocks?
I kind of felt like he was trying to prove a point. I feel like he was trying to be right, mm-hmm. or almost stand by the decision that was made that was wrong. Like, they're trying to back their decision.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I really believe that's what this was, him kind of trying to explain or reason that.
Gotcha.
That's how I took it,
mm-hmm.
when I was kind of scanning through it.
So
defense. I think.
So you feel like they violated the law in the Crown Act, and they're trying to cover it up with the caveat of the Crown Act doesn't protect against length. It's just the hairstyle. Right? Am I understanding you right?
I feel like he was trying to come up with a loophole. Right? Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Right. So it's not his style we have a problem with. It's just the length.
Mm-hmm.
But who are you to say what length someone's hair should be, whether that's a female or male? Are you going to get rid of females that have long hair?
Okay. Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, and so the superintendent of the school district, his name is Gregory Poole. and the young man who has been suspended. Now, he's a high schooler, right? So he has parents. But his name is Daryl George. And they've taken it to federal court and they're suing the state and governor, right? But I know that this has been going on for a while, because if I'm not mistaken, this has been ongoing since 2020, right? And 2 years later, now you're suing the state and there's this whole thing. I've had a few questions about this, right? If that were you as a parent, would you just be like, oh, fuck this shit. Fuck this district, fuck this school. I'm not dealing with this shit. If you can't accept me for who I am and how I am, then there's other school districts that will?
Nope. Not even a little bit. I commend his, I do. I commend his family for saying, nah, y'all need to change, not us. And I feel like that's a sense of pride, just from the outside looking in. Me personally, you know my views on locks. Like, I think they're absolutely beautiful. You know, my kids have them. And I love the fact that we're going to stand up for what's right. Because if we just move to, let's say they would have, let's say it was like, okay, well, since y'all have such issue with my son's hairstyle or length of hairstyle, right? I'll go ahead and move him. How is that going to ignite change? How is that going to ignite this very discussion that we're able to have right now? Because she said, no, this is unacceptable. It's unfair. It's unacceptable. And we're not going to find a way about it. We're not going to change. We're not going to move. Y'all going to have to adjust and get y'all crap together. And that's really how I look at it. Because I feel like, why?
Here's one thing I do question. Like, I'm not, when it comes to my man, I'm not a fan of dreads for the guy that I'm with. My husband has had dreads in the past, but when we first met, he was, you know, clean cut, short hair, whatever. But when he made the choice, I'm like, well, that's you. You have to wear it every day. Whatever makes you happy, then that's what you're going to do. Like, I don't have to, you know, you're the one who's going to have to maintain it, not me. You know what I mean? So although I'm not the biggest fan of it, you do you. And I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with it. It's just my taste and what I like in my guy. You know what I mean? And I really feel like this superintendent is, I can't quite figure out, like, is he trying to make a fucking name for yourself? Is this what this is all about? That you want to stand on this one small thing and now you have to file a law, like the family has to file a lawsuit. And your defense is it protects against this, but not this. But the length, like, it's just stupid to me. Like, why do you have to go through, why should the family have to go through all this? I agree with you. I don't think that the family should have to switch whole schools over it. There was another family that did. But then I do question, you know, when they first moved to the school district, they were given the code, I guess, the school dress, the dress code and grooming policy. And I wonder, like, were they not aware that this could be a potential issue when they first moved in, like when they first moved, switch schools? Because he was in a different school district and then he moved to this school district and they were given the dress code.
So maybe they did. Maybe they absolutely did. And she's like, you know what? Okay. It's a possibility that maybe she was like, oh, we're protected, so we'll be fine. But it's also another possibility where they was like, and I don't want to say looking for the fight, because that's not what I feel necessarily. But I do feel like, let's give them some pushback on this, because it may be uncomfortable, but it's what's needed. Mm-hmm. I can definitely go to another school district. I can, you know, get my child and we can keep it pushing to somewhere else where it's more acceptable. But just like we said earlier, like, why? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to.
And I really don't know if this guy is pushing this, like you said, like for a name for himself, or it's because he has a personal view. And he wants to stick with it. A part of me feels like it's personal. Because for you to sit there and be like, oh, it's not his hair, it's the length. It's like you're trying to find a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So It sounds personal. Like, what the hell is your issue for real, for real?
Agreed. And it almost, I agree 100% because I feel the same way. Because if it's so personal that that superintendent, Greg Poole, whatever the hell his name is, he took a whole full page ad. He took out a full page ad in the local paper. I guess pleading his case, like, you know, this is already in federal court. Like, let the attorneys handle it. Like, you feel like you have to justify your actions with a full page advertisement in a local newspaper? What purpose does that serve?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think, and I could absolutely be wrong. And I don't want to implement my situation or past situation in that, but sometimes people can try so hard to justify their behavior or justify their reasoning that they wind up looking like who they are.
Stupid.
And I know you know what I mean. Like,
go get out your hood, sir.
I don't want to.
Right. That's what you mean.
Right.
That,
give them enough time and and they'll reveal who they are, yeah. Right? And so sometimes I think maybe he thought in his mind that I'm going to show them. Mm. I'm going to show that I'm right. I'm going to show that they can't do anything about it. This is what it is, right? But I think it also showed something bigger that he probably wasn't intending. It showed exactly what we could see. Be like, oh no, this is deep for you. You are really pressed about this.
Yep, I agree.
So even though he meant it maybe for another reason, that's not how it really looks.
I mean, he looks like an asshole.
On the outside looking in. Yeah,
he looks like an asshole.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I have no qualms about saying it.
Thank you.
We said we wasn't going to hold back, and we cursing this season. So it's so there he looks like the asshole. And, you know, there was a few comments that he said that really, I think, was the most telling thing. Like you were saying, like, you showed your cards and you showed who you were. And, you know, I don't want to alienate any of our listeners, but there are people in this world, when they think of America, they think of America in one color. And it doesn't involve people like me or brown-skinned people. Like, I remember someone saying, I walked into a store one day and he's like, yeah, you know, he's like an all-American kid, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I was at like a Jamba Juice type place. And I was like, so if that's all-American, what the fuck am I? Like, I never wanted to get out of the store so fast. And I had already ordered. So I was like, I'm waiting for my fucking juice. And it wasn't the owner of the store. It was a patron who, I guess, was buying something. And you know how they strike up a conversation. But there are people out there who feel like, yeah, all American is blonde hair, blue eyes. That's your America. And that's what's creating that division and separation, because you think that it should look one way. And because it doesn't look the way that you expect or you think it should look, like, it's not the right way. So,
you know what's crazy about that person even saying that? That really shows their ignorance, because blonde hair and blue eyes, that's not even the norm for some of them, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. You know, blonde hair, blue eyes just means you got less melanin. That's it. I mean, everyone has melanin in them, but some people got more, you know? According to Jane Elliott. Now, I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But Jane Elliott says this, and I like that lady.
I like her too. She tells it like it is.
Doesn't she?
I love it.
Now, what I found to be, there's some things that he quoted here that really struck a nerve. Like, he used West Point as, I guess, an analogy or a comparison point on why uniforms or expected dress he used like West Point, which, how do I put this into words? Like, I'm having a hard time putting it together, but he's basically saying in this article, and he says it there, that, you know, using them as a comparison, that they recognize the reason, the need for maintaining rigorous expectation of dress. And that's fair, because you know what? West Point is training you for what? Preparing you for a career in the military. That makes sense. But for schools, you're being prepared for real life. Yes, to a degree.
Can I say this, please? Mm-hmm. Can I say this? Mm-hmm. Even the military now allows
locks. There it is. See?
And ethnic. They do.
That shows his ignorance even fucking more. Seriously? I didn't know that.
Military. Okay. You see people in the military with locks. And you also see women now are allowed to wear their hair in ponytails past their collar. So if our military can figure it out, I don't understand what his problem is.
Well,
you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but no. Like, wait a minute, he can't even compare the military.
Wow. I didn't know that. Huh. See, that proves the point more. Like, this guy has a bone to pick, and he is showing his true self. And when he doesn't even recognize that even the military academy is like within the military itself, they've relaxed some of their standard as it pertains to hair. The thing I think that struck me the most is that he used that as a comparison point, but then he also says, and I'm going to quote this article here. He goes further to say they realize being an American requires conformity with the positive benefit of unity and being a part of something bigger than yourself. Let me read that again. He says, and let me back up. No, let me read that statement right there. He says, again, they realize being an American requires conformity with the positive benefit of unity and being a part of something bigger than yourself. The positive benefit of unity and being an American requires conformity.
Did you know that?
You know, that really struck a nerve, because I'm like, yo, we're pretty fucking diverse, yo.
I was thinking that. I was like, where the fuck are you living?
Conform to what? Conform to what? Your standard? Whose standard are we conforming to? The fact that...
And I don't know why he... The military definitely talks about diversity.
Now, we're not in the military and stuff like that, so we don't really know all the stuff that goes on, right? Mm-hmm. But... the military is pretty diverse. Now, you can't tell me that that racism doesn't exist or prejudice doesn't exist,
right?
Because it exists in everywhere, right?
Everywhere, right?
But there was something about that statement that really struck a nerve, because I'm like, when you really get to the bottom, like the bottom line of it, it's like, conform to who and to what? Who are we conforming to? And the positive benefit of unity, that only works if we're all created and treated equally. And being a part of something bigger than yourself, your hair ain't got shit to do with being a part of being something bigger than yourself. That's your character. How you fucking look ain't got shit to do with it. Your character is what's most important. And that's what should create the positive benefit of unity. Not what you fucking wear your hair, how you wear your damn hair. Being a part of something bigger than yourself is about your character, not your hair or how you dress. So you're right. It's like his personal perceived notions of what things should be really did kind of create this whole fucking full page ad. What a dummy. This is an educator, though.
I'm just happy.
He's an educator.
I'm just happy that him and his family decided not to conform, right? Because through life, through history, if we just went with it, we wouldn't be here where we are today, right? So I am
this dummy. Like,
I am.
I'm just looking at this article and I'm looking at his face. I know you can see my expression, but I'm like, this mother.
Girl, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to make me speechless. Right? Because I can come up with something to say. I cannot. His way of thinking, I don't want to. His way of thinking definitely reminds me of, I'm sorry, I'm about to say it. If you have to take it out or whatever, then we can talk about, you know, whatever. But like, what's your name? Kuta Kinte. Like, he just, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's your name? Right, right. And he's Kuta Kinte. And then finally he was like, Toby. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just, like, and it's not funny. It's not. It's not. But that's what it reminds me of. Like, you're gonna do, or you're gonna move, or you're gonna be what we say you're gonna be, or you're not a part of what we got going on, which is so closed-minded, and it's ugly. It's ugly to me. Like, you should feel fortunate. You should feel fortunate. You can, like, if anything, you should be fortunate that you have this young man whom is so beyond his hair. You know what I mean? And his family, that's American to me. That them standing up for themselves and saying, somebody take a look at this because this is not right. That's American. That shit that he talking, that ain't it. That's, mm-mm. No, that doesn't sit right in my chest. It shouldn't have to say, like, for you to actually, and I don't want to use petty because I use petty in so many other type terminologies, like when I'm joking and stuff. So I don't want to use petty because I don't want to minimize. I'm trying to articulate for you to narrow it down, for you to sit there and try to narrow it down 2 inches, I don't even think it's gonna fly, because it says locks. Those are locks. And just because you don't like them, now we're gonna say, oh, they're too long. No, I just think they want an excuse, right?
So is it just me, or do you feel the same way? Because I feel as if the fact that this pool guy is an educator, I feel like this makes it so much worse. Do you feel the same way?
I am in agreement with that, like 100%. This is supposed to be somebody that is a part of molding and preparing future generations, because we're going to be long gone eventually. Maybe not long gone, like around the corner, but like eventually we're not going to be here, and it's going to be up to these younger generations to pave the way and lead the way. And this is who we have in charge of our future. And I've always said this, I've said this before, like in other episodes, and I've said this when me and you just kind of talking and chatting, and it really is up to us. Like, we cannot rely on outside resources. We cannot rely on the schools and other places when it comes to our children. We have to start. Well, I don't have to say start, because some of us have already been doing it, like you and I, but we do stuff outside of the school and implement our own standards and morals. And they say it takes a village to raise a child, but the village has to be wanting the same thing for that kid, for those children, right? So we can't have the village, you know, it's just not the same. It used to be a time where if people saw your kids and they was doing stuff they had no business, you know what I'm saying, they'll be like, hey, your kid. But now it's like they're not gonna say anything. People are less likely to step in. And I get it. Times change. We have to kind of change with the times. But I definitely feel like now more than ever, we as parents have to take the initiative even more so. Not that our parents didn't do it, because I definitely believe, you know, our grandmother definitely did. I had other adults in my life that I've really been blessed and fortunate to take over and step in when I really needed it. But it's scary, because no matter what you're teaching at home,
no matter what you're trying to install in your kids, that you want them to be this way or think this way, or even when it comes to their self-esteem, it's so hard. Like, you can tell, I tell my boys they're handsome. I tell my girls they're beautiful, but when they leave outside the home, it's so hard. And then you have people like him that push their own. And I really feel, and I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Like, they have their own personal views. And now, because that's how they feel, they're trying to push that out there. Yeah. So now we're talking about these kids' self-esteem and who they are with their hair texture, with their hairstyles, with the color of their skin. Like, if that's not something that we've continuously had to fight as people of color. And sometimes it's not even, sometimes it's in our own community.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yep.
Right. So yep. These future generations, like, they have, I mean, we've all through life had battles and things that we had to kind of overcome and deal with. But these kids nowadays with social media and with the instant gratification, because that's what I call it, right? This instant gratification thing, like, parents have, I think, a harder time getting a grip.
Yeah.
Do you not think so? And then...
Oh, I know. No, I know so. And, I, mm-hmm,
and then you have these people in charge. And then we have... Yeah. Right? Yeah. And then... Right. And so now... self-esteem and judgment is like a whole new level, right? Mm. Or a bullying even can be a whole new level.
And I think, okay, so I agree with you 100%. I think that this is his personal opinion that he's kind of, like, I very much understand dress code. I do. Because we personally have to abide for dress codes in our household. But there's a distinct difference. One, we're looking at two complete different ages, you know, elementary school versus high school. So I very much understand dress code and policies and stuff like that. I love dress code. Not the dress code. Well, yes, I do, actually. I don't mind the dress code because it makes it easier when I'm doing back to school. And we don't necessarily have to worry about name brand labels all the time. So, like, I get the concept of a dress code. I enjoy it and I appreciate it. Some things I don't. I don't enjoy white shirts because it's really hard to keep those fuckers clean when you got little people. But I can appreciate it, right? Because it makes my life easier. And the only thing that I really need to really spring for might be the sneakers, you know, because that's where you can show your individuality when it comes to sneakers at our school. So I understand and I appreciate it. And I knew that there's going to be a dress code walking into this. But again, we're talking about two very different age groups. But the reason what tells me that this guy is putting his personal views and kind and using that as a way to, how do I say this, to undermine the Crown Act by a technicality, because he's an educator. So you should be well read enough to know when it comes to the law, if it's protecting against hairstyles, that the hairstyles, like anyone's hair can grow. So that should fall under. So he's using this little technicality of, well, it doesn't specify that it doesn't cover length, but you're an educator and you're picking a bone about something. So much so that you're putting a full fucking page ad about it. Mm. And then you want to make comments, and we have it. We're happy to share a clipping. I've got a nice picture of the full page ad where he compares the need for understanding the need for uniformity in building unity. And he compares West Point, which is it's a completely type of different school. It's a military school where the need for uniformity, it's different because you have to be on the same accord when you're in a military setting, but you're not. You're in a school. That's not West Point.
If we're talking about the military, now I'm not in the military, so I cannot speak to that. But what I do know for fact is that they speak a lot on diversity, and even they have relaxed some of their standards when it comes to hair and women and hair and people of other ethnicities and beliefs. And that's the military. So for him to try to use, let's say, a military school, which is what we're talking about, right?
Yep.
Right? For him to use that, I'm like, yeah, but if we want to really be honest, how long ago was that? Let's think about that for a minute, because sometimes people will take stuff.
Yep. Go ahead, say it.
So you're gonna take something that could be from 20, 30 years ago. I'm not saying that that's what he did right here. That's not what I'm saying by any means, because I don't know how updated that is. But sometimes people will take outdated stuff and try to apply it and see, be like, see, look right here. But yeah, you're talking about something that was from how long ago, just like some people do when it comes to the Bible. So we're going to take this verse and we're going to apply it to this situation. But what about the whole chapter? What about that chapter before that chapter? What about that chapter after that chapter? And let's see how, if it's even relatable now, does it still mean the same thing now? So you're taking this one verse and you're trying to get it to fit. Or you're taking this one scenario and trying to get it to fit because that's where you need it to kind of apply. But it might not even apply.
Right. Because times have changed.
Times are changing. That's right. Yeah. Times are changing. It's not the same thing as it once was. And I would hope, and that's the part that is also concerning. I would hope that we are all moving for a change.
I can tell you he's not.
Right? Like, who wants to stay stagnant and in the same mindset? You want to evolve and hopefully evolve for greater things.
Who's
and
not? That, he right? Was too late.
Obviously. And that's part of the reason why, right? That's part of the reason why we teach history. We teach history because, what's that saying? History has a tendency to repeat itself. But if you're not willing to be honest with the good and the bad and the ugly, and this is ugly. How are we ever going to move forward?
Agree.
How are we ever going to get there?
Yeah. And he's not helping. So he in that article, there's a couple of things that I highlighted. And one of them was where he says, well, you know, conformity breeds unity. And I'm like, no, you fucking dummy. Your actions. It's your actions. Like how you dress, how you look, that does not breed conformity does not breed unity. How you can really give life to unity is in your actions. And you trying to prove this fucking point by taking out you don't speak for the whole school system. So like if that ad had been taken out and from as the superintendent, like had that been the actual board of education, that could have been perceived completely different on the reasonings as to why they felt this was necessary. But it wasn't. It was one person as the superintendent speaking for the whole Board of Education for that county. So that does not give life to unity. And his actions is making it worse. The fact like you had to pull out a full page ad. You guys handled that shit in court, but you needed to plead your case so fucking bad for the whole world to see, or for the whole whatever Houston area to see. You're like, oh, let me put some money behind this because this is really important. No, fuck you. What would be important would be you to shut the fuck up, handle that shit in the courts, and speak on it later. You don't speak for the entire Board of Education, sir. Yes, you are a superintendent, but that ad was not from the Board of Education for that county. It was from you. So you're the asshole.
Right. And his straight personal rule. Dead ass. That straight was his up. Personal. His personal, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, right? That's your personal opinion. And you're taking your personal opinion to new heights. Mm-hmm. But again.
Full page ad height.
Look, sometimes people will do stuff and they think it's making them look good. But at the end of the day, it reveals who they truly are. And I believe this is one of those cases where you can clearly see, and I will hope, I would hope that it's not just you or me, right? I will hope other people can see beyond what, like, hey, yo, this is really a personal issue. This is personal. You want to be right. You want to have a leg to stand on. You want to try to say, here's why. And honestly, it's not new. It's yeah. definitely not new. That's how it was then, right? So, and that's how it is now. Because yeah. they would put stuff out there or paint this narrative to try to have people look at it from their perspective, even though their perspective, and I don't want to say, wrong. I want to say warped. You have yeah, a really
warped. Yeah.
You have a really warped way of looking at this. And it's hard to say when it comes to certain stuff, what's right or wrong, because I'm looking at it from a person of color. I'm not looking at it from your perspective. I'm looking at it like, oh, yo, this is a, and this is just me. And we talked about, you know, we talked about this. Like, I like locks. I think they're beautiful. And I, especially when they're really taken care of and really kept up. And mm-hmm. I looked at the pictures, right? I looked at the pictures of this young man's locks, and like, he made me want to go do my son's locks. They are for real. Like, they're so beautiful. They're so neat. They're so intact. They are definitely like, wow, that is beautiful, right? In my opinion, not everybody rocks with them. Not everybody likes them. Not everybody's into them. But I think they're beautiful. And I think they speak, and you know, that's just me.
Yeah.
They're so like, what's the word? I don't want to say ethnic. I don't want to say that. Like, I think they're beautiful. That's just my sense of style. Like, and you already know this. Like, my children have rocked locks. I've done locks in my kids' hair. And I tell you something that's really I don't know about ethnic, but because I want to choose my words properly, right? But I remember one of my other sisters, we were on the phone and we were talking, and I never really looked at it the way she looked at it. And she made me take pride in it, but she had a little girl and she did the beads. And you know, I've always done beads in your niece's hair when they were young. It's something about the beads. But if you remember some years ago, I don't know if you remember, it was even something, it was an article that came out about this teacher that did something to one of the
oh, yeah, she had taken beads out. Right. Or and her braids out
for the noise, right? And I'm like, the nerve. That is such a, in my mind, and I didn't look at it like that until me and her were talking, but that's like such a cultural thing, right? Like
the beads, right? Yeah.
The beads, right?
I think when we were growing up, we used to have them in our hair. And the right. Bobos.
Bobos, the big bobitas, the big hair bows.
Now we know we don't use those bobos because they pull our hair out.
They do.
Now we know.
Now that we unlost a little bit and right, we're trying to hold on down. To what we have, right? So keep those things out of your hair. But nonetheless, but that was what we did. That was a part of our norm. Right.
Yeah.
And so many other people look at that. And how do you find that offensive? How do find something so innocent offensive, like length and beads and hairstyles? Like, how does that bother you to that point?
Yeah. And, you know, like, I'm not a big fan of dreads in my man. Now, it's funny because after we hung up yesterday, I was like, that comedy of errors. I was like, you know, I don't mind it on women. I'm like, I think it looks nicer on women, but when it comes to my man, like, I don't want my man having longer hair than me. I don't know what the fuck that is, but my husband has had dreads at some point, and like, you like it, I love it. Kind of is the approach that I've taken. But you know, I like him because when he was nice and clean cut, and that's what, you know. But anywho. Sorry that I'm cheesing a little bit. But, you know, in terms of, like, for me, no, it's not my thing. You know, I think it does look very nice, but it's maintained very, very well. But I'm not judging anyone for making the choice to carry that type of hairstyle. Some people carry it very well. Some people don't. I don't know. But like for when it comes to women, I think it looks really, I don't know. There's something about my personal opinion that when it's on women, because, you know, it gets really, really long and it looks so pretty. But with men, I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan, but I'm also not judgmental for anyone who decides to wear it that way. Because the fact of the matter is, you know, as each generation comes about, they're making their own sense of style. So dreads wasn't a thing when we were coming up. We didn't really do it. There was only a certain culture that would wear it. But as things change, styles evolve, and now it's more commonplace. And it's not just in our community, right?
You know, it's not just our community. You're right. You're absolutely right. I did. But you know what? Maybe that's my fascination with the locks and why I think they're so pretty. But you're right. It was a certain group of people that did the locks. And I remember after deciding that I was going to do locks in my boy's hair. And this was when my older kids were a little bit younger, right? Don't judge me, but it's just the truth. So I had one kid whose hair was really, really, really thick. And that's who I chose to do the locks in. Mm-hmm. The other boys, now they have locks or they have had locks. But I initially didn't want to do it in their hair because their hair wasn't as thick. It was a little bit of a different texture, right?
Mm-hmm. I got you. Right? Yep.
So I was like, nah, I think, and me being, I don't want to say fashion because I don't think I really am like really fashion sense, but I can look at a person and be like, you know what, this will look really good on you. You know what I mean?
Like, so yes.
I'm looking at them and I'm looking at their kind of texture of hair. And I'm like, no, you know what? This will look better on you. Almost like you just said, like clean, cut, wavy. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Like what you have going on.
And there's a few people that I see on a daily that I'm like, wow, your dreads look so fucking nice. That I'd be like, I know I can't carry it.
Right.
I know it. But like, there's a few people I see on a daily basis. I'm like, wow, they carry it so nice. I wish that could, like, I wish I could, but I know I can't, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. And so I think they might have even felt some type of way about it, but I think now that they're older, they can kind of do what they want to. And they have chosen to go the locks style. And I think the reason why, as a matter of fact, when I first started or made the decision to do locks in the boy's hair or one of my kids' hair, I even had somebody ask me that question. And I really don't want to say, you know, on the episode exactly what it was, but they even asked me, they was like, are you, you know, such and such and such about my faith? Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, not even. And he was like, oh, I just asked because you said you was going to do locks. And I learned, there goes another thing that I learned too. Like, I call them locks now, but I remember growing up, a lot of people call them dreads, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Right. Even growing up, even though you didn't see a lot of people with them, it was certain group of people that would have them. I always thought they were nice looking, especially when they were really nicely kept and looking pretty. Like, I was always in awe about locks. I even had a picture of a brown Jesus, and he was freaking beautiful, might I add. I don't know what the hell happened to that picture, but he was freaking gorgeous and he had locks. And I remember like that. I had that up in my house for the longest kind of time. He was freaking beautiful. Like, I was like, look, when I get a husband, I want him to look like this Jesus right here. Right there, him, right. But anyway, nonetheless. But I always had a thing for locks. I always thought they was beautiful. But that was a question. And I had to learn that they wasn't dreads. And you know who explained it to me? Of course, somebody from our community that was like kind of like helping and guiding me through the locks phase. Was like, you know what? I don't call them dreads. And she broke it down of why she does not call them dreads.
So is that term for us the religious aspect of it? Then you can say dreads? Or is it like,
oh,
or is it not even like, it's not the PC term? I never should have been
it should have never been a PC term. And what I mean
so
by that is...
it's never a PC term.
Right.
Okay, got it. Okay.
How she explained it to me, she was like, think about the word dreads and then think about the word locks. And she was like, people sometimes even put them together, dread locks. She was like, but dread? She was like, that's like almost like doom or almost kind of like minimizing locks. As a whole, locks are a beautiful thing. They're, and the way she articulated like that, I don't call them dreads. From that day on, I never called them dreads. I've always called them locks.
Oh, see, that's good to know. See, that's not something everyone, as you were sitting there saying, I was like, I don't think I've heard that before. But I like that. Okay, so that's, don't say that word.
I don't say it anymore. But I can talk now. And locks, really, when you think about it, doesn't it give
like long hair, like Goldilocks. By the way, totally on the subject. Now, I don't watch award shows and stuff like that, but I know that this kind of went viral. Did you see Tracy Chapman? She did a, you know, she hasn't been actively musical. Like I haven't seen, she's come out in forever, right? Mm-hmm. And that woman, she hasn't aged. She looks like she's aging in fucking reverse.
Girl. Damn, that came out wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That melatonin. No. The melanin.
No
lie. Like, you like when she was an artist when we were first coming out, right? And at that time, you know, I think the lock style was newer, right? Mm-hmm. But she, you know, I was watching the video and she was doing that performance with another artist who actually incidentally made him doing that performance of one of her songs. Suddenly she won a Grammy, which is a totally different story. But I'm like, I think that's bullshit because she's been an artist since the late 90s going to the early 2000s, and here she go winning a Grammy for a song that she didn't even perform. It's because someone else performed it.
That's sucky, right? And that was
right.
And I'm not even gonna lie, that I love that song, even right?
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 So I was just like, yo, she's like, she was beautiful before, but she's even more beautiful now. And I was like, wow, she's so damn pretty. And she's like, I don't know how old she is. But if I gauge my math is right, she's maybe around us, maybe a little bit older. But it's like she's aging backwards.
She's older than us.
Oh, because I think we were in high school.
Yeah, because I don't even know if I was in high school. I remember watching her before high school. I swear to you. I remember watching her middle school. Let me see. Girl, you got me wanting to.
It's fun. I hope. Yes. Sorry, you look at that while I order the sandwich. Quit me. I need you. He's standing behind me, hovering while I'm trying to order my sandwich. Hang on.
Came out. Okay, she. Let me see. I'm Googling right now. Let me see. I know I wasn't crazy. 88.
She's fucking 88 years old?
No. I'm talking about.
Oh.
Her music was out. Girl, no, that's not what I said. But God,
what?
Some of them jeans right now. You,
girl, I'm about to pass out of this chair.
I don't even go that way, but you a fine motherfucker. You ain't. I'm sorry. Let's see how old she is. Let's see. I don't know why I would.
I'm like, she's 88 years old. What the fuck? What can I be part of her gene pool?
I don't know. I know because Agnes, I got I don't know if you ever seen that picture, but have you ever seen that picture of our grandmother and our aunt together? And our grandmother was like, I don't know, like I can't remember how old she was in that picture, but her and my aunt looked like they could be twins.
Hold up.
And they were
it's fine now. Okay, it's fine now. It started to do that shit again.
So it says that she is 59.
She's 59?
She is 59 years old. Okay, listen, girl, she is 59. Girl,
59 look good like that?
Damn.
Girl, damn.
What vitamin she take? Is it vitamin B?
She's like on
B12. What is it?
Well, she's going to be able to reach that retirement goal, isn't she?
See? Now they're going to have to raise the retirement age.
I'm sick of this shit. Like it's in your skeleton.
She's 59? Damn.
I knew she had to kind of be up there because I remember before high school, I remember watching her on something and I remember being so in awe with her voice, with how, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, that's me. I love unique people. And I just was in awe with how unique she was or mm-hmm. who I thought she was. Growing up, and I love that. Even now to this day, I have a thing for strange people. Not really strange, but like really unique. Not like creepy.
No, I know what you mean. Like, girl, you sound kind of creepy though.
Right? Not creepy different, but I mean like unique people that don't mind being different, that mm-hmm. don't mind standing out. I love the brave in that. And it's like such an attraction for me when it comes to that. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. I love it.
And she, her dreads look beautiful. Like, that's why I said, I'm like, you know, I think, I don't know. And that's my, I'm like, you see, like, you saw, like, she had it tied back in that nice little, and I'm sure she lets it loose, but like, she looks so pretty. I was like, wow, gosh, what a gene pool you came from. But, you know, like, I just think it's wrong for anyone else to kind of dictate how you should be. I understand, like, when it comes to, like, schools and stuff like that, there are some reasons why they may have a strict dress code. But hair is hair. And I don't think hair presents a safety issue. For this person to be making this, taking out a full cake, like, I think the whole thing is bullshit. I just think it's bullshit. But this ad is what makes, it's like he stuck a nail in the fucking coffin. Like, now you look like an asshole. And what I think would be interesting here is if, you know, the law is a funny thing, because as airtight as they try to make it when it comes to passing these laws or passing these acts, clearly there is a loophole, right? Because now it's being challenged in the way that it was written, because, well, this does, and the thought is it doesn't cover the length, it covers the styles. So whenever this act was passed, it wasn't tight enough. Or what's the alternative? This is opening the door for one of two things. One, it's going to open up the door for them to strengthen the act where it could potentially would include where it wouldn't discriminate against length, right? Because that's one way of looking at it. But the other way of looking at it is, you know, things have been really funny lately. You know, we sit here and we think that we've come a long way from where we were, right? From Reconstruction and the Civil Rights era. But the other part that kind of scares me is, you know, this is the part that gets scary, right? Okay, the ideal thing to happen is, okay, they can strengthen up the act where maybe it kind of includes in this, there's something that's specified when it comes to length of hair. That would be great. But what if it does the exact opposite? You know, there's tons of politicians out there who also like to try to make names for themselves and may decide, you know what, why do we even need the Crown Act? Because, you know, we're all equal and you can't make people feel bad about the fact that they're, because of their race, because their ancestors may have enslaved people. So the flip side of that is this part right here. Like, what if it makes it worse for people like us? And I'm going to be very honest. Like, I've worked in the business world for a very long time, and I've been like the only person of color in the room as a Latina or Latinx, however you want to put it, as a Black woman, however you I have been the only person in the room. I get it. Or the one of few in a room. And being able to wear your hair as is without having to relax it is newer. Like, when we were coming up, it wasn't a thing. You can't, like, maybe when we were little, right, in the 70s, okay, you wear a fro, it was okay. I've always had a fro, plain and simple. And It wasn't up until recently when it became, when one, I guess, beauty standards started to change for our community. We're like, we don't have to live up to someone else's standard because we cannot meet that standard and we never will. Where we became as a community more comfortable wearing our natural hair. I'm part of that community. I'm part of that shift in that generational shift where it's like, okay, I'm done with the relaxing. And it was partly because of COVID, like, well, oh, well. It just started to grow out, you know? And I just kept with it. But I'm part of the shifting generation. It's like, I don't have to relax my hair. I don't have to dye my hair. I'm going to grow my grays freely and be quite happy with them. And I don't know if I'll ever relax my hair again. But like, we're part of that shifting generation. So my fear is now that we're becoming more, not more open or not feeling like we have to commit to somebody else's beauty standard, this act here, if this whole situation and the state that they're in could easily open up the door for rolling it back. And that's where it gets a little, that makes me sad because there's always some jackass who'll try it and might win.
It might win because that's how come we don't have the affirmative action anymore, right?
Yeah.
So, but that also depends on the environment that you work in because even though there may not be affirmative action, there's still places, and I don't want to say who I work for, what it is that I do, but no matter what laws have changed, they're still about diversity and about change, right? So even though we don't have affirmative action, I can say that I'll be one of the first minority women, probably where I'm headed,
mm-hmm.
right? So, and that's no affirmative action. That's just working for the right people or working in the right environment, right?
Right.
So if you're working amongst your people, then
right, and that doesn't mean still, culturally, right. race wise, it's like your people that'll.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's not what I mean.
No, I knew that, but I wasn't sure if anyone who was listening would get that part. Like it's not just race, it's people who are open and accepting of
Right. Thank you for breaking that down because I didn't even realize how that kind of came across. So thank you for clarifying it. But yeah, working with your people has nothing to do with ethnicity or sexual orientation. Working amongst your people means people that are like, hey, you know, we don't really care. You're a good team member.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we don't care that you're a woman. We don't care that you're Black or Latina mixed or whatever it is, biracial. Like, we don't really care. We just care. Can you add to us as a whole?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean by working with your people because, you know, it's,
is that what a Fortune 30 company is like? I heard someone talking about it on live recently and I was like, what the fuck is a Fortune 30? And the way that she kind of described it was that it's Fortune 30 companies. It's more like they're inclusive companies where they are actively making a safe space for all cultures and thoughts. You know what I mean?
And that's a Fortune 50. You want to look it up?
Girl, no. I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe that person knows the hell she was talking about. So I'm like, we don't have the time. But
yeah.
That's what you're saying. Finding companies that are inclusive of, you know, race, orientation, like all of that stuff.
Or family.
Yeah. Do you know?
I feel like where I'm at now, they are really all about family. And I didn't realize that until I really started working. And I was like, yo, they really are about families and families of families. And you know what I'm trying to say? But
yeah.
I didn't know that until I started working in that environment. I was like, yo, this is way different from what the fuck I was thinking. Yo, I'm with this shit.
Yeah.
And they preach that a lot, like family first. And I'll tell you another thing with my people, the people that I say, you know, working with my people, one day I'll never forget it as long as I live. He was like, one of my coworkers was like, literally like, Janine, yo, you need to learn how to be where you're needed most.
Mm.
I get it. You want to be at work. He's like, I get it. You want to be at work. You want to try to be two places, but you can't. So you got to be where you're needed the most. And he was like, I think you're needed the most right there at home.
I love that. That's how he said it.
And that's exactly what he said, because all my life, I never looked at it like that. I was like, I got to get to work. I got to get to work. I got to get to work. I got to make this happen. I got to figure out how I'm going to work with these kids, work around these kids, yada, 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 yada. But when he said that shit, I looked at shit so differently. I don't think I've ever had more days off in my fucking life. I was like, fuck this shit. I need to be home. I got time. I got fucking time. If one of these kids even look like they sick, oh yeah, all right, I'm taking a sick day. Fuck this shit. Oh well, right?
No, I do. I understand.
Broke that shit down, yep. And when he said it, I had one of those
light bulb
moments. Right, light bulb. I'm like, yo, you know.
Well, it's because, and this is, we're kind of diverting a little bit, but it's we got to get shit done. And the biggest part is, the hardest part is the financial need, right? So I am like that too. And that comes, for me, it's coming from a background of being kind of
independent.
No, yes, but being poor.
Okay.
You know?
Hustle.
So we'd be hustling because we were poor. Like, you know, I know you had a different experience, but like, I can't say we were poor. Our mother was poor and raising two kids. Okay. And even though you had a different experience, I know you weren't living in the lack of luxury.
No, I was not.
On that note, that comes from not having a lot. And I think that's why I am the same way. Like, it's like, you know, I have to get that money where it's to the point where I have a hard time relying on anyone else for anything when it comes to financial, because I have known how to rely on myself financially. So that's where that comes from. We get so focused, like, no, I got to keep a roof over the head, food on the table. So we focus on that. But then we kind of sometimes, I've been guilty of it, where it's like we get so focused on that part that we miss, like, yo, like your coworker said, sometimes you are needed at home, and it's not. That job will be there when you come, when it's done. And if it's not, they ain't deserve you anyway, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So he's right.
I have utilized it. I promise you, like,
oh,
I literally like, oh Lord, I need to probably let my time bill right back the fuck up, because I have really, like, it really touched, like when he said it, it moved me into a whole nother direction where I was like,
but
all my life. And I feel like,
I thought you were about to silly me again.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm about like, to
don't
do it.
Don't do it. Fucking do it. Don't do it.
But I was thinking to myself, like, during my older kids, right? I worked and sometimes I didn't take a minute. I was so focused on exactly what you said. Get this bill paid. I got to get this done. I got to take care of this. I got to make sure this is done. And to where before I knew it, here goes these teenagers. And I think about the stuff that I miss along the way.
Yeah. But I like
to get it done. So now I'm like, fuck it. Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even cough or look like you're about to be sick.
You gonna cough? All right, we staying home. All right, there you
okay.
go.
Okay, done deal.
But I do like, I appreciate what, like, you know, parenting is not is I you know, you love your kids, but parenting fucking sucks. I think we should build a support group around that stuff. But I do appreciate
the title itself. I love it. Let's do it. Go ahead.
Parenting sucks. Support group. But, you know, I do, like, I know when we had all those technical difficulties yesterday, you know, like I had a certain mindset when it came to the parents. I was like, but y'all knew, like, I was thinking, not a mindset, but I was curious and a little bit confused about this part. Cause I'm like, when you know, anytime you're entering a new school, they're going to give you their rules and policy. So I question, you know, you knew the rules and the policy before you, as you were enrolling, but you still made a choice. And, you know, this is some, like, what I don't think is okay. Like, I applaud the parents, I do. But something that came to me was like, you know, as a parent, we can't be bending the rules to suit our needs when we want it to be a certain way, because some life ain't that way. And then what type of message are you sending your kids that, oh, this is the rule. Fuck it. We're going to bypass the rule. And this is a part of the conversation we can't ignore, because people are going to say this. Okay. So you have to look at this. Well, what makes you so special? Why should you have to bypass the rule? But what's different here is that the Crown Act protects people of color. And that's what's different. Like, I do understand, and I see people, like parents every day, that they skirt the rules. They think that this shouldn't fucking apply to them. And it's something that I have said, right? So when I first read the story, I was like, but if you knew these are the rules, then why would you still entertain even going to this school? Because you knew what it was ahead of time. But, and I have had that thought. But when you look at, okay, when you combine it together holistically, you have to look at the Crown Act. And that's what makes this different. It's not really the parents saying, no, fuck your rules. And I see parents do this shit every day. And I'd be like, wow. This is not what's happening here in this story. The parents aren't saying, well, no, fuck your rules. You're just going to bypass it. Yes, they were aware of it. But I do believe in their hearts of hearts that they thought they were protected under the Crown Act. And that's where, according to the school, they're not.
Absolutely. Like, I commend the parents. Mm-hmm. On so many levels. One, because they're standing up for their kid, right? Mm-hmm. They're standing up for their kid. And if they win, they're not just winning for them and their child and their household. If they win, and I'm going to say when, I'm going to change it from if and when and just speak it into the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a win for everybody. Everyone that rocks an afro, anyone that has locks, anyone that, like you said, wants to lay the relaxers down and be like, I'm not doing this no more. I'm rocking with my natural, right? So it's a win for everybody. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're not just saying this is unfair. They're saying, no, y'all are breaking the law, mm-hmm. and it's unfair. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, like you were saying when we were talking, right? You was like, hey, you know, we have to abide by rules. Rules are for a reason, but rules, sometimes people have rules as a hindrance.
Yeah.
As a way to tell some people no, or to make other people feel inferior.
Yeah. To exclude. Right?
To exclude people. Correct. So so some rules need to be changed. Some laws need to be changed and adjusted. And we have to deal with whatever that may be. And it took somebody to say no. It took the people before us to do exactly what his parents are doing and say, no, this is unacceptable. And this rule right here is unfair. It's unkind. It's unjust. And it excludes people like me. And it's going to stop. And it took that. Generations before us, it took people that will sit to the back of the bus or refuse to sit to the back of the bus to create change. Now we can all sit wherever the heck we choose.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think? I'm gonna have an asshole moment. I think that fucker's jealous.
He's a hater.
He's a hater.
Are you going bald, sir?
He can't carry it. He can't carry the style.
You think that's what it is? They are pretty. I thought they were so pretty.
I'm about to be petty as hell. Mr. Poole is jealous because all he got is what he got. He can do shit with what. No.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's back. Wait.
Is it recording on your end?
It's still recording. It's still recording. It's still recording.
When you both looked up there, I was like, fuck you. Fuck.
Okay, we probably got to wrap soon. But yo, for real, I'm being petty when I say it, but I do feel like this motherfucker is jealous because he can't carry the style. But like I said, I can't carry the style. Not everyone can carry the style. I have an itchy scalp. It don't work for me. He can't carry it. He wants to carry a style like that. And that's why he's hating so bad and feeling like he has to take out full page ads.
I don't think, honestly, I have two. I have two thoughts on that.
I'm being an asshole.
And I'm being no dead ass. Listen, this is serious. Like, I have two thoughts on that. So, what if it's someone of his ethnicity, mm-hmm. right, that has long hair? Are you going to apply this same rule? Because they have hair, they have different hair texture.
I think they do.
Are you still going to be pushing the same thing?
I think.
And
they
what
do.
About if? What about if they keep it up? Because it looks from those pictures that he does keep it up. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like he's having it hanging down to his ass. Not from none of the pictures that I saw. Right?
No, me either.
And they're a reasonable length from what I see in the pictures. Right? But who's to determine what's reasonable and unreasonable? And then my mm-hmm. other thing, right? And then my other thing is, and I'm almost scared to say it because I don't want to, one, I don't want to cause us any negative backlash, and I don't want to be like him and exclude any of our listeners when I say what I say. But I wonder if it really is a color issue, if he's using the hair or the hairstyle because of his own personal views when it comes to people of color. That's what crosses my mind. I could be wrong, but I'm like, what is your problem? Really? You're saying it's about the hair length, but what is your real issue here?
Yeah. I mean, like, and that's kind of like, so coming back to the part of like, okay, if it's a school district, it's a school district. The school district didn't take out a full page ad. You did. And okay. Not representing the school district, it was like your personal opinion. So it's like, what is your problem? What is your real issue? Yeah. And I know what it looks like to me. And I'm sure it looks the way, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like a lot of people would agree, like, would have the same mindset. I know you have the same mindset. I'm like, well, you know, if it looks like a duck and acts like a duck, I guess it's a duck.
Quack, quack.
So that's how it feels. Is that his intention? I don't know, but I wouldn't, like, he's not someone I would care to have a real dialogue with because he seems like someone who is stuck in that mindset and doesn't know how to have a little bit more open mindset. And again, there are, I think in one of the articles that we read, I had this vague memory of someone saying like they do enforce it for other kids. But here's what I think the real problem is. I think that the other kids in the school, maybe of a different culture, they do abide by the policy. And I think that his mindset is, what makes you so special? Don't think that because you are a person of color, you should get special treatment. I think that's what it is. And I think that's what it is. And that's that personal opinion. But I don't know if maybe they understand that I think that's what it is. Because there's a lot of people who are not a person of color who have that mindset, and not just for Black people. Okay. They look at people of the Latino community, the Black community, any other community that's not theirs. They're like, what makes you so special that we have to bend the rules for you, or you should be excluded? Oh. I think that's the real issue. But what, like, that person is a very ignorant person, because you, as an educator of all people, if you look at history and the things that have happened, that's why. You dummy. That's why.
You really did make me think about it from that angle, because I think to myself, and I'm gonna judge myself. I'm gonna judge me. I think to myself, if this was a Caucasian person with long hair, with the same issue, would I feel the same way? And you caused me to put things into a different perspective, because I kind of had to check myself. Like, you know what? I don't know if I would have the same passion about it.
I think that's what his real issue is.
Does that make me a really bad person? Because I'm like, wait a minute, I don't know. I don't know if I would care that much, but it makes me look at it like, Maybe some Caucasian kid right now should grow their hair out and put in this fight too.
Okay. let's strengthen individualism, people.
let's make this shit fair. because I couldn't see it until you said it. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't know if I would have the same.
The passion wouldn't be there. Let's be honest. It would not be there.
I don't know if I would have the same damn passion. I'd probably be like, listen, what do you think?
But that's the problem. And I think that's a real ignorant mindset because I honestly think that's a lot of, not all. I think that's what's causing a lot of the divide when it comes to how we're living right now. Because I'm not trying to exclude anybody, but there's a lot of people in the white community who feel like, why do we have to create rules and laws just for you? I don't agree with this. I know why. I don't agree with that mindset because I know why. Our people come from slavery. I know why these rules are necessary. But how they look at it, that's what they see. Well, what makes you so special? Slavery has been long gone. But it's that mindset is why. Reconstruction is why. The civil rights movement is why. So, you know, you get what I'm saying? Like that, they see it that way. Like, and it's...
They feel like we're getting special treatment. And that's how they got rid of affirmative action, right? Because it was like, why are they getting special treatment?
Right.
Oh, because it's not really that because we're getting special treatment. It's that we're trying to make it a lot more fair because it's not always fair.
Because we were discriminated against. And it's like when you look at redlining, which is still happening today, people, the redlining, not being able to get mortgages or, but they're so small-minded in the thought that they're not looking at the whole entire picture. If they would just open up their mind, just not a little, a lot. They it's like they pick that one thing and that's what they hold on to. But if you look at it big picture, there's a whole history as to the why. And if you had that understanding, probably wouldn't have taken a fucking whole full page out. I mean, I'm just saying. But you see it every day. Like if you go into this, TikTok, I think that's the mindset. What makes you so special? But it's not that we're special. It's because we've been discriminated against for so long. And you have a leg up that we didn't because you weren't coming out of slavery. We did. So I don't want to say, and for anyone out there who says, look, it's, we had indentured servitude. No, it's not the same thing. Indentured servitude, you have the opportunity to work to your freedom. Slaves did not. There is a difference. So I hate when people use that. And the only reason why I bring that up is because everyone says, well, we're a long way from slavery. Okay, sure.
True.
But we're not.
We're not a long way from prejudice and racism. And so that wasn't really that long ago. They keep talking about, oh, it's slavery was da 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 da. But hell, I'm not even like, it's hard for me to even speak it out loud, but we've had recent stuff that we've actually seen where you're like, what the hell? Have we really come that far?
No.
Right?
We have, but we haven't.
Right. So again, it comes from us checking ourselves like I just had to do, right? Mm-hmm. Like I literally had to just check myself. Hey, if this was a Caucasian kid with really long shaggy hair, would I be as passionate? Probably not. Yeah. And then I realized I have to check myself because it starts with us as individuals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and part of it is being able to admit you have a damn problem. And sometimes people do shit and they don't think it's a problem. And that's when it's really concerning because this person doesn't realize they have a problem and they think that it's okay. Think it's okay. And that's not okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the question I would pose to him too. Would you have the same energy would he have the same energy if he was a white kid? Would he?
And that's when it comes to when you have to be real honest with yourself.
Is there anything, I guess, what's the thing that sticks out? Oh, no. Is there anything that you learned from covering this topic or hopes as we look back at the topic itself?
I don't know if I learned anything, but I hope my takeaway is that I hope that they really do win. I hope that it does not set us back. Sometimes we can start journeys thinking one thing, right? And then it wind up turning out completely different from what we had hoped or intended. And intentions are great, but intentions are nothing once the end result is there, right? I intended for it to be this, but damn, that's not what happened, right? And so I hope it doesn't set us back. And let's say it does. Let's say worst case scenario. Let's say because of this, let's say that law that applies here is now changed or tainted or thrown out, which we've seen happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that the fight will not stop there. Let's hope there'll be some soul searching and some self-evaluation and be like, let's make this fear across the board, whether it's you and your locks or this punk rocker kid over here that wants to have a long hairstyle with 15 colors in it, which I think is cute too, if I'm being really honest with you. I don't know what it is about. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, I promise you, I don't know what it is. It's something about unique people that's not afraid to dare to be different that I fucking love. But anyway, nonetheless, let's make it fair. And let's not just be passionate about it because it's so close to home. Let's be passionate about it because it's for everybody. It's for everybody to be able to be an individual. It's for everybody to be able to say, this is me, and it's okay to be me, whatever that me is, as long as we're not doing anything that's like to other people. Let me add that in there, right? Because you can be you and it affects other people in a harmful, hurtful way. But if you're being you and you're not affecting or hurting anyone in any malicious, hurtful way, why can't we be that person?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that rules are not important. And we've already established that, like, rules are important. We have rules in place to help us. But at that same, let the rules be rules and clear and cut and fair for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a specific group.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I think, I don't know, like, I sit here and I think, in terms of learning, I don't know, like, I had that epiphany moment. I was like, you know, his real issue is the fact that, what makes you so fucking special? That's his real issue, right? That was my epiphany moment while we were kind of going through it. So I feel like that's something that I kind of learned through the course of it. It was like, that's his, I believe, and hey, maybe I'm wrong. If you have an opposing opinion, feel free. We'll put you on. You can come in and be a guest. But I feel like that's the real issue. And that's something that I learned as we were kind of walking through this. Not as we just were talking about it, I was like, oh Lord, this is what his issue is. But I am also hopeful that the family does win. And I hope it results in the fact that it can tighten up that the Crown Act. So ultimately it's tightening up where it extends to length, because you wouldn't ask young unmelanated or little melanated female to cut her hair, but like, hair length is hair length. So I just hope that the family wins so they can tighten up that act so it can kind of even up the playing field a little bit. I really do. And I hope that it doesn't, you know, work in the reverse and impacts us negatively, where some jackass is like, oh, it's a great time to challenge the act overall federally, like they haven't, like some dummy hasn't done it before. Because people will. And the tone, like the things that we're seeing now when it comes to like banning certain books because of race or orientation, you're kind of like, our times are changing, our generations are changing, and we as the older generation, I don't want to say get with the program, but you need to get with the program because you need to get the program because things are changing. Everything is bound for change. And we need to come. I know sometimes it's hard as we get older. We have to know how to accept that. And that's true for this person here. He don't want to change. So much so that he's taking out full page ads. And that's like my biggest bone to pick about the scenario. It's like, what? You got to prove this point? So my hope is that the family wins. And it goes in our favor, in the family's favor. And I hope that it doesn't
impact us negatively where somebody's like, well, maybe we should get rid of the Crown Act, period, because we're not a racist country, because there's people out there who say it. And even in fact is, it is a racist country. It shows us every fucking day. This newspaper article shows it every fucking, this shows it. So, I mean, that's what I learned, and that's my hope for this family. And hope overall. But if anyone, sorry. Shit, my sandwich is about to be here. I'm about to go eat it. Okay. If anyone would like to discuss this a little bit further, we would be happy to have you on as a guest. If you're an opposing view, you have something that you think we missed, yeah, we'd be happy to talk about it with you. And of course, as always, we'd be willing to or happy to share our sources. So we'll send you some links or show you the screenshot, whatever it is that you need to help, that you're wanting to help educate yourself on what this topic, we're happy to share what we use. But as always, we thank you for listening to us.
Absolutely. And as always, feedback. We can't grow without that feedback, and we cannot grow without you. So I thank the day ones, and I thank our new listeners, and I hope you guys continue to listen in. We appreciate each and every one of you.
All right, that's it. Peace out.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.